Dear friends, introducing David Carrigo of Texarkana, Texas, and he did this presentation in October the 9th, 1993. He and his wife ran a ministry named Followers of Jesus Christ. He addresses Freemasonry and New Age and why these teachings are incompatible with biblical teachings. The presentation lasts 19 minutes and will be continued next week. Thanks for listening.
But that aside, she started an organization called Co-Masonry. And on our resource list, I did a radio show with a man named Bill Schneblin. And I quote, "It is a far more occult organization than can be realized. It is intended to be the training school for the coming advanced occultist." This is a quote from Foster Bailey. His books are to this day sold in the McCoy catalog. This is what he says about the Christ. "The Christ is a living man today. He is a great world executive and is actively working to help humanity." This is another quote from Foster Bailey. He says, "The Christian doctrine that he comes as a Christian to save us from hell and for some distant judgment date is a hangover from humanity's childhood days. He does not come to save us, but to help us save ourselves." Quote Foster Bailey. And once again, my fundamentalist mind, I smell a rat. You'll have to forgive me. This is another quote. This is from the book, The Spirit of Masonry. This is from the book that is sold to this day out of the McCoy catalog. This is quote Foster Bailey. This is on page 16 of the book. He says, "Is it not possible from a contemplation of this side of Masonic teaching that it may provide all that is necessary for the formulation of a universal religion? May it not be true, as has been said, that if all religions and scriptures were blotted out and only Masonry were left in the world, we could still recover the great plan of salvation? Most earnestly should all true Masons consider this point. A revitalized Masonry, made up of Masons true to their obligations and realizing the mystic tie that binds them all into one true brotherhood, would also provide a platform so universal that it would meet the need of thinkers of all kinds and of every school of thought. It would thus not only meet a religious need by providing a universal religion, but would also satisfy the mental need felt by all broad-minded thinkers at this time. You can all be politically correct. You can compromise to the hilt and prosper doing it and fit right in with the New World Order. Or you can trust God and Jesus Christ and stand upon His Word. And let me tell you, I don't care what it looks like out there, they're on the wrong side. Because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I wouldn't be on their side for nothing in the world. Turn in your Bibles, if you have them, to John chapter 16. Kurt made mention briefly to Barbara Marks Hubbard and something that she said, and I don't have that and I won't quote it. I've seen it before, though. And Tex Mars, which probably some of you, a friend, good friend of mine, I appreciate his work very much. Tex Mars has a couple chapters in two of his books where he talks about the problem of what on earth the New Agers are going to do with the Christians. You know, we began by reading a scripture in the 13th chapter of Revelation that talks about persecution that's coming. And I believe with all my heart, persecution is coming in America. It's already come to a lot of people, and persecution is coming. I believe that with all my heart. Now, here's the problem. We hear a lot about being politically correct, but what's going to happen to those that won't capitulate? I mean, what are they going to do with these people? You know, they're going to have a new world order set up, but how about people like me that won't shut up, that won't compromise? What's in store for you? John chapter 16, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think he doeth God service. Now, how will it be the point where someone can kill a Christian and think he's serving God? We've read several quotes about God's plan for America. How that God's plan is for a new race, a new civilization, a new world order. That's God's plan to these men. And when they exterminate people that don't go along with their ways, they're literally going to think they're doing God a favor. And what philosophy did Nazi Germany use to justify the extermination of the Jews? Well, they're just going to be reincarnated in a more enlightened state. You see, to a New Ager, ethics are situational. You know, and I could bring you all kinds of quotes from the gurus and from Shirley MacLaine, how that, and we're told this comes from John Dewey and secular humanism right in the education system. Something is right only in a given situation. There is no absolutes, and that's another whole ball game. But there are many quotes from New Age leaders that tell you what's going to happen to Christians. And Kurt also made mention of D.W. Quall, and I've never known how to pronounce this guy's name. I call him Jwal Kool, you know, however you call this guy. This was the demon that was channeled by Madame Blavatsky. If you read Madame Blavatsky, she claimed to channel Jwal Kool, the Tibetan master. If you read Alice Bailey, she also claimed to channel Jwal Kool, who, of course, as Christians, we know was nothing but a demon. But Jwal Kool, the way he put it, is that the one-third of humanity that won't go along with the New World Order, they will be held over for later unfoldment. Now, I don't know what that means, but I don't like it too much myself. Now, Ruth Montgomery, who has Blue Coup books out on the New Age, Ruth Montgomery, she puts it like this: millions will survive and millions won't. Those who won't will go into the spirit state. Now, once again, I don't look forward to these New Agers sending me into the spirit state. I don't think that's going to be real good for me. I don't like that. Once again, I'm suspicious. Now, this is a quote from John Randolph Price. You see, when I read this stuff, you know, like I say, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but when I read enough of this stuff, I start to smell a rat, you know? Forgive me. Now, this is John Randolph Price. He has a book in which he states his definition of the Antichrist. And his definition of the Antichrist is anyone who believes in the deity of Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't put that in here, but I have that in, you know, I'll mail it to you if you'd like it. That's also been quoted by Tex Mars and several others, you know. Anyone, that's who the New Age Antichrist is, those that believe in the deity and the exclusiveness of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we will not be politically correct. We will not go along with the New World Order. We will resist many, even unto the point of death, those that believe God's Word. Now, this is what John Randolph Price, he also channels a spirit guide named Asher. And this is what it says here. This is on page 18. It says, nature will soon enter her cleansing cycle. Those who reject the earth changes with an attitude of it can't happen here will experience the greatest emotion of fear and panic, followed by rage and violent action. Those individuals with lower vibratory rates will be removed during the next 2 decades. Now, what's the connection with Freemasonry? I want to read you what this book says. Freemasonry, or Masonry in the New Age. This book says, and I quote it on page 18, it says, I read the signs of our times aright when I declare that the next 30 years, and this book was written, I believe, in 1971. It says, when the next 30 years will be a cleansing period. Do you note he uses the exact same terminology as John Randolph Price's spirit guide, Asher? He says there will be a cleansing period when all that is inherently bad in Western culture will boil to the surface, be recognized for what it is, and be eliminated. This cleansing process is painful, distressful, and perhaps catastrophic, but it needs to take place in order that that part of the past that is worthy of survival may be perpetuated. I don't like that. I've got several others here that I'm not going to take time to read. You can document this, not from one or two sources. You can document it from many sources in New Age, because they take this seriously. They really believe the New World Order is coming. They're dead dog serious about it. And I am too. I believe what God's Word says. And I believe we as Christians should have our eyes open. Now, I want to read just a little bit from page 20. I have a little thing called the New Age War on the Church. And this is what really kills me. Occultists love to say what they do right out in front. They told us years ago what they were going to do. You know, Alice Bailey, there's a quote in here. She said what the three channels for bringing in the New Age were. She said it right after World War II. She said the three channels for the New Age was going to be the church, Freemasonry, and the education system. She told us right out front what they were going to do. And she said years ago that they were coming in the churches. And she said years ago, and they've been doing it. Right over here sits a guy that says he did it. They said years ago they were coming right in, and they are coming in. And let me tell you, they are in. They are in the very highest levels. They are using the church to fulfill their agenda, because how are you going to have a world religion without the church? It's going to be hard. It's a shame to leave all those nice buildings behind. But this is a quote from Alice Bailey from Externalization on the Hierarchy. She says, "Years ago I said that the war which may follow this one should be waged in the field of the world religion." She's writing right after World War II. "Such a war will not work out, however, in a similar period of extreme carnage and blood. It will be fought largely with mental weapons and in the world of thought. It will involve also the emotional realm from the standpoint of idealistic fanaticism." That's what we are. We're idealistic fanaticists. That is, if you are like I am, and maybe you're not. And I don't want everyone to be like I am. I want you to be what God tells you to be. Don't get that misconception. But going on, it says, "This inherent fanaticism found in every reactionary groups will fight against the appearance of the coming world religion." Amen. Yes, I will. I will fight against that coming world religion. "And the spread of esotericism. For this struggle, certain of the well-organized churches, through their conservative elements, their most powerful elements, are already girding themselves. Those sensitive to the new spiritual impacts are still far more powerful. That which is new always faces the supreme difficulty of superseding and overcoming that which is old and established." They said years ago what they were going to do. They said they were coming in, and they have indeed done it. I'm not going to go much longer. I'm going to show you a couple more things, and I want to open it up for questions. There's something else I want to read you. This article that I've quoted and referred to out of the 1950 Scottish Rite magazine is called "God's Plan in America." And I've quoted it several times. I want to read you another thing that goes along with education. And there's a quote in the seminar where Alice Bailey said there's going to be three avenues. You see, there's three avenues, and she explains it. How the ones they won't get through the church, they'll get through the Masonic Lodge. And the ones they don't get through the Masonic Lodge, they'll get through the public education system. And it's in there for you, just that plain. I want to read you what it says in this magazine. "Our great American public schools have never taken away from any child the freedom of will, freedom of spirit, or freedom of mind. That is the divine reason that great God, our King, has chosen the great American public schools to pave the way for the new race, the new religion, and the new civilization that is taking place in America. Any mother, father, or guardian who is responsible for the taking away of freedom of mind, freedom of will, or freedom of spirit is the lowest criminal on this earth, because they take away from that child the God-given right to become part of God's great plan in America for the dawn of the new age of the world. Now, you do not have to be a brilliant theologian to figure out what that guy's saying. I want to show you one of all the books I've got, and I get emotional, you know. Like I say, I want to speak the truth in love. I want to have the love in there, but I also want to have the truth in there. And we're talking about an extremely controversial and extremely touchy topic. And I'm the first one to say there's a lot of good men in Freemasonry. But I believe if you're a good man and you see such things, I believe you'll come out. And that's what I like to do in the ministry. I like to present to Masons in a loving way this material. And this documentation is above reproach. And I've got so much of it. I mean, literally, I've got so much of this stuff out of the McCoy catalog, I could read you stuff to your bug-eyed. But how much does it take? How much does it take for us to decide that what we've got here is contrary to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? This is a book, and of all the Masonic books, this book right here is the McCoy Publishing Catalog, the 1993 to the 1994 edition. This book is in here. You know, if you want to come up and see it, you can. This book is called New Age Youth and Masonry. And once again, I guess, as a parent with kids this age, it makes my blood boil when I think of people that are luring people away from Jesus Christ and literally damning their souls. This book is called New Age Youth and Masonry. It's subtitled, What Every High School and College Graduate Should Know About Masonry, by Lynn Perkins, sold right out of the McCoy catalog. And that you do not have to read very far to figure out what's going down. Now, I want to read you just a little bit. Well, I've got this sorted out. It's in the seminar. I entitle it A Very Disturbing Book. On page 23, I'll read you just a couple quotes. This is from New Age Youth and Masonry. Indeed, that is what we see today as we look out upon almost every nation on earth. And there is no evidence that the period of world pain and tribulation is over. The cleansing process, here again we hear the same terminology used by New Agers, the cleansing process, must go on until evils are swept away and the new Aquarian culture can be established, hopefully, by the year 2000 AD. The last days... Well, I'm going to jump down. I'm going to read you the one on the next page. This is the one that stews me. This is what every high school and college student should know about Masonry. It's about Jesus Christ. It says here, first, it should be made clear as to the meaning of the word Christ. I suspect that you think that it means a person known as Jesus Christ, and that there was and is only one such person in the world. No. The word Christ refers not to a single person, but is a quality or degree of perfection in all the human and divine... Excuse me. I don't want to misread it. Refers not to a single person, but is a quality or degree of perfection in all the human and divine virtues and powers of the mind, spirit, and soul. The mortal man, Jesus, attained the highest degree of perfection in the expression of these spiritual virtues and became entitled to be called the Christ, which was the word used by the ancient Greek Gnostics to indicate the attainment of the degree of consciousness called by some ancient and modern writers the Christ consciousness. It's kind of hard to say anything good about that, isn't it? If you're a Christian and you name the name of Jesus Christ, it's kind of hard to say there's anything good there. But I've went on here for a while, and I think I'm going to open it up to you all if you have questions. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, please clarify. Please clarify your question to something I can hit on. You're exactly right. Let me touch on that a minute, then ask me another one. Let me touch on this. That is so true. And the average Mason is going to be a loser. I'll get into prophetic, but the Trilateral Commission is established with the express goal to balance economic power between Asia, Europe, and America. Now, once again, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world to realize that if we are the strongest and we are going to balance for the New World Order, we have to get weaker, don't we? How have you ever heard the term redistribution of wealth? This is New Age terminology. This is globalism. We must have a balance of power. Therefore, okay, how about the new trade bill by Bill Clinton? We are going to allow Mexico to bring anything they want across the border, no tariff, but because we are a stronger nation, we are going to upcharge us for what we sell down there. You know, now come on, hello. Is that going to help our country? But no, that's the good thing to do for the globalist. And what does the liberal media do? They pump it up and they put it across. Of course, Western civilization is going to be the loser. Of course, the average Mason is going to be the loser. And over again, this philosophy, and they use this very language, that the enlightened few will execute the will of the many. And this goes all the way back to Plato's Republic. Or I don't know if it was the Republic or which work, but it originated with Plato, that there could be a utopian society where if we could find men that were so enlightened and that were so good, and if we could just give this elite that were so illuminated and so far above us dumb mortals that can't figure out what we need to do, if we could just find those men and empower them with the authority to rule, we'd have utopia. And this is what these men are talking about. The utopian plan that has been carried down from secret societies, the dream of the ideal republic that goes with Plato. Now, have I satisfactorily answered that point? If you have more, please ask, and I'll try my best. No, there's no reason for a Mason to want to do that, because most Masons have a high standard of morality. Most Masons love their country, and many, many Masons love Jesus Christ and are in churches, and many, many Masons have no idea of anything I've said here tonight.
David,
yes, sir.
I'm a member of the Masonic Lodge for 41 years. I'm a Corporal Blue Lodge member, third degree, and 32nd degree friend.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, never come across any aspiration for a New World Order. No exposure whatsoever to science and symbols, except the compass and the square.
Albert Pike.
And when you were quoting General Albert Pike, you were quoting an era that he went to war and fought for his word. And he believed in segregation. And he lost. That was in 1868. Okay, that should be noted. That the whole South felt like he did at that time. We sent some change. I was supposed to hear. Well, one other point I'd like to make. It would be on me to get a little bit carried away here, but you have.
Right. Feel free.
All right.
Feel free.
I'm real angry with the Boy Scouts. I'm also a recovering alcoholic of 14 years, okay? In both organizations, we encompass all religions. We do not. Alcoholism,
Thank you very much, sir, for your comments. And I don't want to engage in character assassination. I agree with you. There are many very good and honorable men, and I hope I made that clear. I wouldn't want to assassinate your character, and I don't want to engage in a confrontation. I'll give a brief reply. Any history bus, what year was the Emancipation Proclamation? Wasn't that, I believe, I mean, I'm going to check my history. 1963. 1863. I'm going to check that to make sure. But if the Emancipation Proclamation was in 1863, that would make General Pike's statements in 1868 after that fact. And I disagree with you that all people in the South agreed with Commander Pike's philosophy at that time. Not all Southerners were Ku Klux Klan members or racists. Not all Southerners believed in castration. Well, you said most, and I disagree with that. I don't believe most Southerners wanted to castrate Negroes and tar and feather them. I don't believe that. Well, you know, that was what the Klan was doing. That's a matter of historical record. But also, I have here, and like I say, I just want to throw this out to you. Everything I've said tonight, I can prove. I don't believe I've lifted it out of context. The statements made by Mr. Pike and Mr. Perkins, they state as plain as day that they want a new world order inaugurated by this new age Christ by the year 2000. I would also submit to you, and something I can give you in print, this is as recent, excuse me, let me find it here, this is from the Scottish Rite Journal, November 1992 issue. We're not talking here something that was written in the 1800s. This is from the November 1992 issue of the Scottish Rite. This is a quote. Now please, let me have my time. I'm happy to let you speak, but you let me speak. No, sir. You let me finish. I very politely give you your time, and I love to discuss with Freemasons in order, and I will do that with you, sir, but I will not have someone disrupting. Like I say, I'm putting forth facts here. I'm on the line publicly, and I'll produce my documentation. And I've got a quote here from the 1992. And like I say, if you're a Mason and you disagree with this, I'm not going to get mad at you. If you want to say, well, I believe it, and you want to stay in the lodge, I can't do a thing about it. But I am going to bring forth the 1992 article from the Scottish Rite Journal. This is a quote from the Supreme Commander of the Scottish Rite, currently Fred C. Kleinkanecht. He says, and I quote, "Correctly understood, Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma provides our brethren a stimulus to thought, a source of inspiration, and even an aid to Scottish Rite growth. Pike's great work is not the book of an hour, a decade, or a century. It is a book for all time. Abandon morals and dogma? The book disclaimed is often the most useful after all." Another book. This is published by the Supreme Council in Washington, D.C., 1988. It's entitled The House of the Temple, Headquarters of the Supreme Council. This is a quote from that book. It says, "Albert Pike remains today an inspiration for Masons everywhere. His great book, Morals and Dogma, endures the most complete exposition of Scottish Rite philosophy. He will always be remembered and revered as the master builder of the Scottish Rite." I'll reproduce those quotes for anyone that wants them. It's a matter of record, so you can make the decision for yourself. And I implore you that if you're a Freemason, I implore you to make that decision for yourself. Read what I've said here, and if you believe it's out of context, practice Masonry till you're blue in the face. But if what I've said here is true, We must decide who we must obey, man or God. Anybody else? Yes.
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, Cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark 13:22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time is up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at CephasThriftShop.com. Cephas-Thrift-Shop.com. We are selling our inventory at a 90% discount. Books, DVDs, CDs, and etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals and new, and the books are described. Join our monthly newsletter free at go-cephas.com. My email address is r421@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends about us. God bless you, and hope to share with you next week. Shalom, Rita Williams.